All right, we have some major breaking news. I was just walking to the gym when I saw this headline pop up, so I walked over to the side and began recording this video immediately. The Trump administration just banned Harvard from accepting any international students, and all current international students will have to transfer schools or they will lose their legal status. This is a massive escalation on behalf of the Trump administration in its war against education. Remember, it's also attacked law firms, it's attacked the media, it's attacked judges, all the way up to the Supreme Court. It's attacked the courts themselves over and over and over. Trump attacks any sort of check on the executive branch and the universities, Harvard in particular. This one is huge because Harvard in particular, 27% of their students are international students, foreign students, and these students have to pay their full tuition, meaning a lot of students attending domestically, a lot of U.S. citizens, are subsidized by these international students. So this is a major hit on our competitiveness on the global stage. This is a major hit to our ability to just attract top-tier talent. There's something called brain drain. It's when you drain the smartest people from across the world into your country so we can then research and develop the best technology, the best medicine, the best of all of this. And after we drain the best and brightest people to study at our universities, we reap the benefits. They pay the full tuition. Again, it subsidizes our students. So this is a major hit to one of our top institutions, and the Trump admin shouldn't be trying to apply undue pressure on Harvard in the first place. It's absolutely terrifying. Let me repeat, 27% of Harvard students are international. I believe it was about 9,800 of their 9,800 students in their student body. Now, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem then came out and accused Harvard and its international students of engaging in illegal and violent activities. But there are a few problems with this. Number one, there's no evidence of a systemic problem there. Harvard promotes free speech, and most of the students were protesting in a very peaceful manner. If there was any anti-Semitic violent activity, Harvard immediately took care of it. Everybody would condemn it. No liberal politician, no Democratic politician would be out there saying this is a good thing. No person at Harvard, no teacher would be saying this is a good thing. So number two, it just removes the academic autonomy of Harvard, if you want to call it that. Harvard has the ability to punish its students in the way that it wants, in the way that it sees fit, whether that's through expelling them after going through a trial at Harvard, not a real trial, but going through some sort of process. That is Harvard's choice. You can't remove academic autonomy and essentially nuke Harvard's entire well-being. Now, here's my theory, and it's not really a theory. This is how Trump operates. Totally, this is how Trump operates. He's trying to use public intimidation to get other universities to bend the knee using the chilling effect. The chilling effect is when you attack one university, like Columbia, and then you hope every other university preemptively bends the knee due to public intimidation. A really good example of this is that 40 different regulatory investigations into Elon Musk's companies were paused after Trump took office, into SpaceX, Starlink, Neuralink, Tesla. They were just paused. That's because Trump fired a few inspectors general, and all of the rest of the people running these investigations were like, I don't want to lose my job. I'm going to back off. That is a chilling effect, and that's what Trump's trying to do with Harvard. He's trying to use public intimidation to get Harvard to bend the knee, to get Harvard to cave to his insane demands. By the way, his original demands were that, like, Harvard has to change its hiring practices, change its teaching practices, change the way it teaches, what it teaches, change everything in the most absurd way possible. For what? For no return, just because Trump asked them to. And by the way, I was supposed to be walking to the gym, so if you're still watching this video, I totally appreciate it. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe for the breaking news videos on the go. Let me know if you want to see more of these. But then Harvard's legal team came out. I mean, Harvard is going to have a great legal team, of course. And they said this action is completely unlawful, which it is. And they cited a few reasons. Number one, you're removing their academic autonomy. Number two, it's collective punishment. Number three, it's clearly discriminatory and retaliatory in its timing because Harvard Harvard has just been resisting litigation from the Trump admin. And number four, the simple due process argument that you can't collectively punish people while removing their due process entirely. But to go to the retaliatory one, the Trump admin is clearly, very clearly doing this off of the back of Harvard pushing back against their public demands, the one that I was just listing. And you can't just, as the executive branch, come down on universities, on law firms, on the media, on all of these different things for retaliatory reasons, just because you're vengeful and just because you want to apply undue pressure. All right, I just got busted while recording that video in an alleyway. Some dude walked out and shot me a look like, what are you yapping about, kid? Why are you yapping about this in the middle of the day outside of my place? But back to what I was talking about, Trump is attacking every single check in every single sector. And when that happens, all that's left are individuals, people on an individual level. I've been saying this for months, but people like you, people like me, but mainly the people within these institutions that hold the line. So the lawyers at Harvard that aren't bending the knee, the professors at Harvard that are immediately pushing back and calling this unlawful. You know, an example that I always give is Jerome Powell. I know that he's unpopular among certain sectors of people, populations, but I think Jerome Powell has done a good job of having a steady hand and holding the line at a time when Trump pressures him. You know, Columbia kind of bent the knee immediately. Harvard did a good job. Harvard is an institution that is holding the line, and I'll be covering this relentlessly. I'm sure everybody will be covering this relentlessly because the Trump admin is really trying to scare every institution. Even if you watch my video from this morning of me talking about Newsmax and all of my right-wing news show hits, you'll see that Trump is even scaring ABC, Paramount, Disney, and it's because they have their thumb on all of these different mergers. They can stop these mergers from happening, or they can accelerate these mergers. The person that cash in on this the most is Elon Musk. I give this example over and over and over, but Elon Musk had 40 different regulatory investigations paused, and that's a great example of what happens when you get on Trump's good side, his really, really good side. You get him elected into office, you get a massive return on investment. And that's what he's signaling to Harvard. He's like, yo, Harvard, if you bend the knee on my social and fascistic and cultural asks, then you will reap the benefits. If not, then we'll take you down. It's clear authoritarianism 101. And it's kind of like the Viktor Orban Hungary type of authoritarianism. We're starting to get into the Russia territory, but a lot of people are like, Adam, we're basically in Nazi Germany. We're basically in Vladimir Putin's Russia. But most analysts, most people say it's actually a lot closer to Viktor Orban's Hungary, the way that Trump is getting these institutions to bend to his will, but we can stop that from happening. The good thing is Trump is deeply unpopular with the majority of Americans. He should be more unpopular, but he's deeply unpopular and will continue to work tirelessly until they lose the midterms and we reconsolidate power. If you appreciate these videos, you can drop a like, subscribe, you can become a member below. I'm going to go hit the gym, come back, record more for you. I love you all, and peace out.